Let's talk about top 10 tips for improving your eating. So the first one is stop reading food labels. Now this might feel very scary if you have been spending a lot of time reading the food labels. But it's important for our recovery that we do take a step away and allow our minds and our bodies to enter recovery. Food labels can be one of those sources of fear. We're only going to stop for now, and eventually we will start to have a more balanced relationship with food labels, and that's when we can start to read them again. Number two, tune into your hunger cues and create your own scale. Again, this can be difficult. Go back to the last part where we talked about these hunger cues. Take your time in doing this. This may be something that you do towards the end of your recovery journey. Number three, avoid counting calories. It can keep you trapped. It's important that we take a step away from calorie counting, especially during recovery. Number four, implement structured eating. And number five, eat every 3 to 4 hours. Remember, we want those energy levels up high, so it's important that we eat on a regular basis. Number six, try to redirect your thoughts away from calorie sums. Quite often, if you have been calorie counting for a while, you may be counting up in your head how much is in your food. We're going to talk more about this in further sessions. Number seven, establish a regular eating pattern. Identify and overcome those barriers, and remember, small changes make a big difference. Number eight, diversify your food choices. Eat everything in moderation. And number nine, consult the Eat Well Guide for nutritional insight, but don't allow it to take over your life. It's all about balance. Number 10, embrace small changes as they make a significant difference. And join us in further sessions to understand more about our food, weight, and shape thoughts.